That's messed up.
Episode 59.
Luke Kuechly.
We haven't even got that far yet.
Oh.
See this podcast. George. Ryan. Yeah, Luke Kuechly.
Luke Kuechly.
You might want to start over again.
George. Ryan.
Yep.
Greg.
Yep.
Back in the building.
Present.
Here. On video.
On video.
For the first time ever.
First time ever. Hi, YouTube. We showing our faces.
Sponsored by nobody.
Sponsored by nobody.
Dang.
Well, we are right now.
Number 59. I
had to just say it like that.
Luke Kuechly.
That's Luke Kuechly. Luke Kuechly it is.
That's all I know.
Well, that's it for Luke Kuechly. That's all I got.
Shout out Luke Kuechly.
I feel like there's a 49 and number 59, but I don't
there
know.
There was, but I couldn't see the back of his jersey, so we're not going to talk about him.
Was Don Drysdale 59? I feel like I should know this.
I don't know.
Any NASCAR guys 59? Huh?
Yes, we should have been calling NASCAR out all along. Jimmy Johnson.
Dude, that's a. Actually, we probably should have been doing some NASCAR. We're getting up there in numbers. All right?
Yeah, we could.
Pretty soon, we're going to be offensive linemen only.
We've got.
At one point, we're not going to have anything. We're going to have to go to like ABCD camp.
There's a number.
Basketball.
There's
like
a 99.
167.
There's a 99 in basketball.
And in hockey.
Well, I think there's more
hockey.
No, I'm thinking 91. But yeah, 99 was meta.
Wayne Gretzky, meta.
But I mean, once we get to 100, it's going to be a wrap.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Right, unless we go to like UAB uniforms.
We just
you know UAB kids that wear
we just do 101. We do 101, number one.
ABCD camp. What's the name? The one everybody thought was going to be super good, better than Carmelo.
Who?
What's his name? They did a documentary on it. I know you've seen it because we talked about it before.
Sebastian
Lenny
Telfair?
Something. No, Lenny he actually played in the NBA. Oh.
Sebastian
Bassey actually played in the NBA. He was. There's a lot of players, but he played like 10 years or something.
Sebastian Telfair.
Pickups. Anybody?
Pickups. I got pickups. My pickups are right here.
Why is he going first?
I got pickups right there. I pick up.
It's easy to.
I pick up those Vans, the Toy Story Andy's Toys Vans. On the other side of the table, we got a size 13 triple white Ultra Boost for sale. Check my eBay. And right here, I picked up these multicolor uncaged Ultra Boosts, which actually I always thought were fire, and I saw them at the. At the Adidas outlet, so I picked them up for, I think, $80. I was happy. I like
See, them. I didn't know we were supposed to bring pickups.
Women's.
For the sneakers.
Well, the pickups were in the bags. And they've been riding around the trunk all week.
Pickups. I got nothing. Them Yeezys came
these,
in.
These are actually the infamous top threes that have been mentioned on the Sneak This podcast multiple times.
Infamous.
Purchased for $285.
All right.
Which actually is a good deal now because they're about $600.
They're pretty high right now.
So
I had the last laugh.
You had the last laugh.
That's
all last laugh.
That's all I got. Oh, Supreme jersey came in. It was actually all right.
Pretty
colors is all right.
You got the black one?
No, I got the yellow one.
With the, is that black pinstripe?
Yellow and orange pinstripes.
That's not bad.
Yeah, you see it in person, you'll be like, yeah.
That blue with
that
the
blue white one was
fire. That one was fire.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
George, pickups?
Yeah, today, actually.
Dang!
This morning.
Praline Ultras?
Well, parlay. But
parlay?
Yeah.
Oh, parlay.
Praline and creams.
He kept saying that so much that I thought it was that. I started to think it was that.
Parlay Ultra Boost. Yeah, ironically enough, can't get a Yeezy when there's 36,000 on Adidas with the flash page, but I can with a Parlay Ultra Boost. I don't know.
Oh, they came out on Adidas today? I didn't know. Yeah. I thought they just came out like
well, they had
stores.
Them at Undefeated down the road, and they posted it like literally as I was pulling out of the parking garage. To go home, and I was like, I'll stop and get one. I was like, nah.
I was wondering,
what
too,
was
because
retail?
When you started talking about it, I was like, I've been looking at Instagram all day long and didn't see them post
what
anything.
What was retail?
200.
Oh, see, I thought they were going to be 220 and 240 out the door. I was like,
Kith, God. Kith had them 220, but then what I heard was after people ordered, they sent them an email and said, we're refunding you $20 plus tax.
Well, that's nice.
Why?
Because
I mean,
supposed to be
they technically could sell them. They can sell them for whatever they want, but it's 200 MSRP.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So Kith was nice to do that because a lot of places wouldn't do that.
And the hypebeast in me looked at eBay as I was pulling out of the parking garage, and they were $245 shipped. I was like,
that's not too bad if you really want them.
No,
like $270 now. That's retail. I don't
Pretty
even
much.
Care. Like $270 is retail.
It didn't seem like it was that difficult of a. But then again, like I said, I got on through on the things.
So what are Atmos Air Max 1s going for now?
About 4 to 5.
Four?
Not that's terrible. I mean, if you could put together a decent trade, which we have trade bait right here.
This is what you should have gone and got right here. You can put a picture of this up on the
Why?
Floor for the listeners. Those are fire.
Okay, but those, like, I mean, those right there,
day one Ultra
those
Boost.
Came out a year ago, the green ones, which were
those are Pure Boost. Those suck.
No, they weren't too bad. If you saw them on feet, they were okay.
I did. I watched videos. They
in hand, they were okay.
They were dope.
These are
those right there, I think that's the one I sent you that linked the other day, or maybe I didn't. I don't know. There was a place overseas, I don't know exactly where, that was doing them $155 shipped to the U.S. with like free ship code, and I had a 12-in cart, and I just was like, I don't want them. But I regret it.
What are we talking about today, Ryan?
Today, we are talking about, give me a second. Oh, yeah, we're still talking about. The LeVar Ball ZO2 sneakers.
The Saga? Are you just going to call it a Saga now?
$495.
LeVar Ball Saga?
Fire.
We are going.
Yes.
We are going to get into, which we haven't done in a long time, the Hall of Flames.
Hall of Flames.
So quick recap for listeners on how this works.
Yoga Flames?
Sneakers are nominated by us.
Man, turn your phone off.
They need 2 out of 3 votes in order to get into the nominee for the Hall of Flames. Then the nominees will get uploaded for you to vote on, and based on the amount of sneakers that get nominated for the Hall of Flames, we will select a certain percentage for you to vote on to enter the Sneak Diss Hall of Flames.
So,
but first, I mean, we did pickups. What's releasing?
We did.
What's releasing?
So, actually, releases today.
Releasing. And then we're going to spend a few minutes. There was a lot of comments, a lot of backlash based off of the topics of last week. We actually had a lot of high profile people comment on
high profile
shoe tubers. Okay, in the sneaker community, the people that were commenting our stuff,
he's so angry,
are pretty high profile.
I mean, you called him the Michael Jordan of shoe tubing last week.
You called Kice the Michael Jordan of shoe tubing.
Did I say that?
You did say that.
Yes.
That doesn't sound like something I say.
You definitely said that.
That sounds like something George would say.
No, you definitely said that.
Why would I never called anyone the Michael Jordan of anything in my entire life?
I probably would have called him something of Michael Jordan of shoe tubing.
You said he's the Michael Jordan of being a shoe tuber of sneaker YouTube.
Oh, I guess it makes sense. I mean, it's wrong.
And Fomer Simpson.
But now you say they're not high profile. I mean, I don't think he's talking about like they're not going to go out there and hoop with Obama or like.
So.
And Fomer Simpson, if you're listening, we still have not gotten your email to be a guest, a celebrity guest on the Sneak Diss podcast. Those.
Celebrity guest, yeah, celebrity but, apprentice.
But.
None of them are celebrities.
If they got lost in the interwebs.
That one man I told you, Kustu, whatever, he got his own show on like network TV, like CBS. So, I mean, they're NBC. Like, or whatever it is, they're kind of important, certain ones at least.
He worked hard to get where he's at.
I mean, I don't know what he did, to be honest with you. I mean, I know he interviewed Kobe at one point. He interviewed someone else. So I'm not saying – I wouldn't say any of them don't work hard.
I wouldn't say any of them don't work hard.
Editing those videos, I'm sure, is very difficult and takes a lot of hours.
Well, Greg's going to find out tonight. So.
But
let's do – yeah, I'm going to find out tonight.
He's going to find out tonight.
But as far as like what he did to get that show, I have no idea. I have nothing to base it on. He does YouTube videos. That's all I know.
We'll see.
I was going to make hand gestures off camera, but then I remember we're on camera.
Releases.
No, they see everything, bro.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I was going to hit you with one of these. Oh.
Yeah.
It's all out there now, bro. It's all out there now.
Releases good this for week. Them. We got a restock on VaporMax, the Asphalt Grays. Parlays released today. Ultra Boost,
Uncaged Ultra Boost, and Women's Ultra Boost, or what's that women's one called?
Ultra Boost X.
Okay.
We have Chef Curry Under Armours.
Nobody needs those.
Those suck. I guess these come out on the 11th, a bunch of these. They look like Air Flight 95s.
But they're boots?
But they're like sock boots, Bonafides, I don't know. A bunch of sock darts, Safari Pack Prestos.
So they come out in the U.S. now?
Yeah, U.S. this week. And then a Kyrie, don't need to bring that up. Undefeated.
You know what? Those undefeated Converse day ones are actually, the green ones are fire.
They're okay. The problem is they're way too much money.
They're $110?
$110.
Yeah. I need that 55. You got a half off code for undefeated? Hit me up.
You know what's fire are these Adidas NMDs that.
The glitch?
Datacamosh?
Okay.
Datacamosh?
They suck.
Are you crazy?
They don't look that
them
bad.
Them joints are here. Crazy fire.
Those like they black suck. And teal
Did you
ones?
See the pictures from the party?
Yes, flames. I signed up for the thing already.
Oh, what did thing? You?
You signed up for what?
SNS, whatever it is, sneakers and stuff.
That's and how you hate get them.
Them joints are like...
I signed up to resell them. I'm not ashamed of that.
You're a reseller? Hey,
them joints fire.
I've been a reseller for years.
We have
since 2010.
We have a EYBL, Kyrie, and Paul George, a LeBron. Nothing special.
The gold pack. When does the gold pack come out? Because I am definitely looking for
those. I'm buying Air Max 97.
I'm buying 97 golds if I can get my hands on them because they're fire flames.
So, like we said, just real quick, each of us, if anybody wants to respond to any comment that someone said to you, anything you want to just add, real quick, because we're definitely tired of talking about YouTubers.
Definitely tired of talking about it. You know what? You know what? I think people misconstrued our problem with what, like, we weren't trying to hate. We weren't trying to, like, you know, belittle these people. What we were saying was, in our opinion, the way that they're influencing the youth is wrong. Like, and if people can't take constructive criticism, and if people can't take an opinion, and that be okay, but I mean, it's almost like that in every wave of everything nowadays. Like, people do not like criticism, whether it's constructive or not. Like, people don't like to be called out. People don't like to be challenged. People don't like to be, you know, like anything that is like for people to say something against them. People take it way too personally. Like, instead of people being like, you know what, like, I could see their opinion on that. Like, I could see how what I'm doing is not influencing the youth in a way that probably is the most productive manner. And they take it, and they take it as like hate, and, you know, oh, they hate us. Oh, you're haters, like, you're shit talkers. What, I mean, that's, if that's how you want to take it, then I'm sorry for you.
George, anything?
I think everyone in general is dying to use that term that we've heard celebrities use forever. Like, you know, you're nobody until you have someone hating on you. People just dying to say that. It never crossed my mind to be that serious where I'm actually hating on someone. I don't have the energy to care about what any of them do. But it doesn't mean if you do something goofy that people are just going to let it go. Like, nothing that I say is going to stop you from filming videos and doing whatever. But if you do something that's fucking corny as shit, I'm sorry. We're going to talk about it.
And you know what?
That's not hate. That's just being honest.
And speaking of corny and like not letting shit go, that's fucking stupid. Tony D... I went to bat for you in the comments, bro. Like, I went in on people, like, saying that you were one of the people that I respect and that you were one of the people that I think influences the culture and, like, accepts the responsibility of, like, leading the youth and helping people and touching lives. And then you go to the store and you buy bulk Kool-Aid and you make Kool-Aid in your bathtub. And I just want – I'm asking you, man to man, why?
Why? George, did you watch that video?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't watch the whole thing. I skipped through it.
But I'm not.
There was no reason for me to sit there and watch the whole thing.
Tony, I'm not hating. I'm not, like, trying to be a dick.
I care enough to hate on any of these people.
But I just want to know why.
I seriously don't. They might have a different opinion on it. But it's funny to me when people come in the comments and say, you know, no one emailed me and no one contacted me for an interview. I mean, we contacted everyone.
We contacted everybody.
Literally, I've had probably every single one.
I think everyone, or at least people who saw like the sit down interview of Boosgod, thinks like that's what every podcast is going to do to them when they come on. Because the funniest thing about what happened with Omar was he said, "I'm only going on the friendly podcast to talk about this hate."
Well, no, he was only going to.
What
go
are you
on,
talking
he
about?
He only wanted to go on Tony's podcast, which is fine. I understand that. Like, it's a safe place. I get that they're homies. Like, it's fine. And like I said, like, I'm not like Tony. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to hate you. I'm not trying to call you out. And like, but you sat with us and you talked about how important it was for you to influence the culture and how important it was for you that you had the ability to influence the youth and that you had people that looked up to you and that you have people that respect you. And I'm just like, just for me, I'm just trying to understand what that video was.
I just don't understand the stance of, like you said, we get the "you guys are haters" old and bitter all the time. The thing is, it's not like we made up anything. We didn't make up nothing.
Why do people want to be associated with pouring sugar and Kool-Aid on themselves and
we
dressing up in costumes?
We provided what we actually saw online. Yes. It wasn't like we made up stuff. Like, it's out there. You can see Kaise signing a kid's forehead.
Yes.
You can see somebody dressed up like a doctor clowning in a backyard. You can see somebody throwing money off stage in a Supreme gun. It's not like we made it up. No, we're not hating.
There's another one of those that came out today, by the way. That's
the money gun?
Yes.
On the complex?
I absolutely hate the Supreme money gun. It's literally the chosen weapon of a YouTuber. Yeah. Like, that's the chosen go-to weapon.
Well, I mean, anytime they put Yeezy or Supreme, it's going to get extra hits.
Well, either way, like I said, we're not hating. We don't care enough.
We're not trying to hate.
We watch them. Like, this is the thing. Like, I know they start to say, like, oh, well, they're watching you. They're talking about you. Or JC from Urban Necessities.
People been dying.
No, duh.
Like, people die to say that, to feel important for
because
themselves.
We didn't say we didn't like them. We watched their stuff. It's interesting. Now, is it, like, our thing? No. Now, somebody going and buying Kool-Aid and filling up a bathtub and getting into it with their friends in the bathroom is wild. That is some wild, weird stuff. Yeah. And you know some dumb kids were like, yo, we're going to do it. We're going to do it different with
soda. And they're going to fuck their parents' bathtub.
We're going to do it with, like, Pepsi. We're going to do it with soda. Like, it just made no sense. And I even said to George and Ryan, I said, they have to be 17, 18, 19. They have to be. There's no way, because I just assume everybody's in their 30s.
That a grown
now.
Person.
I don't know why. I just assume everybody's at least 30. There's no way that they're that young. And that's all I'm going to say about it, because I'm literally done talking about YouTubers.
And I have one more thing, because I watched Kaise's video this week, I think. I think the one he did when he went to D.C. I will say this. That video, honestly, to me, editing and like the way it was put together and the way it was shot and the way it was done might be his best work yet. And like I said, I watched this stuff. My only question was, like, some of this content is very good. And Kaise is one of those people that his content is very good. And he is an entertaining person. And we don't have a problem with these people that we've met in person. Like, we met Kaise in person. He was a great dude. Like, we sat down and talked to Tony.
Whoa.
Okay, he was
a little weird.
He was, he's a kind of like a shy, like, kind of quiet person in person. But he wasn't like, he wasn't uppity or like a dick. Like, he was a nice guy. Tony was a nice guy. Teddy was a nice guy. They're all good people.
But a lot of this stuff is weird.
Hold on a second. There's a
crew table sucks. Let's put that.
There's a difference between, like, when you're talking about the content, the videos, whatever. There's a difference between the doctor skit, the Kool-Aid skit, and doing like an actual honest video about,
or even
supposedly
just
what your content is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, some of those people may be saying corny things in the video, or whatever. But if your actions are along the lines of what people come to expect from those videos, that's one thing. But if you're doing the other thing, so in other words, there's a type of video that you're talking about specifically, and then there's one that people think that we hate that we don't, that you're not referring to.
Just
videos that have to do with shoe releases and whatever else.
You know, the cult, like
the extra
culture
stuff is the stuff that you're referring to. So in other words, the comment that you made, I don't remember it was exactly what it was, but a couple minutes ago you said something about the videos. You're talking about the ones with like Kool-Aid and doctor skits and putting on wigs and coats. We know that stuff is corny, and that was my point. Why do people want to be associated with that and like that? Like, I understand why someone would do that video because it gets views, I assume, but why would people go to the comments and put, ha ha ha, that's funny, I love that, do more, like, to encourage them to do that? But I don't understand why you want to be associated with corny stuff like that.
Well, and that's the problem. I mean, you know, and that's where my understanding falls off, is because if this is what people are asking for and begging for, and this is what they're making their living off of, then I guess you have to do what the people want. And I guess at that point, then our argument is completely
right. All I can say is I wouldn't do that, because I'm not going to do something. I'm not going to do, like, I'm not going to jeopardize my reputation because someone's going to pay me money to do something.
If I bring
you ridiculous.
A blonde curly hair wig next week, down
ain't no way. You give me $20 million? How much money are you giving me?
It would take $20 million to wear a
blonde million to wear a wig on
for me
camera?
To get in a Kool-Aid bath in my bathtub?
$20 million.
Bruh.
Yes, it would take.
You would do. You would
$20
million. You would do it for $2
grand. $20 million
to get
in a bathtub.
You would do it for $2 grand.
Yes.
You're so full of shit.
No, I would not.
You would do it for two racks.
No,
stop
I would
it.
Not.
Now you sound
stop
crazy.
It.
No, I would not.
Now you
stop
sound crazy.
It.
Somebody walk in with a bag with a dollar sign on it and $1 million in it, and you'd be like,
well,
nah.
You said a million. He said 2,000.
If you somebody would walked two into the house with 10
no,
grand.
No, I would not.
10 grand?
You can ask Hannah. I would. That's facts. I would not.
Sit in a bathtub cool for
absolutely
10 grand.
Not. Absolutely not. Bruh. Facts. For you can ask
10
her.
10 grand.
No one knows me better than she does. Ask her.
For 10
for
grand.
For 10 grand.
I'd sit in a bathtub full of bodies.
Cockroaches. Okay.
All right. I mean, good for you. Would you film it and put it on YouTube?
Yeah.
Yes, I would.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good for you.
I might get a bathtub of Dookie for 10 grand.
10
grand?
You could get weird diseases.
But just like in and out.
That's not
and
that.
You're going to put a condom on.
10 is not, it's not worth it to me.
If you get to cover yourself.
That's 100% fact. Period. You believe what you want, but that's.
Just to wrap this up, just to respond to.
Ain't camera. No way.
Let's go this camera.
Camera one.
Respond email to Carson, who said we were cowards because we don't show our face. You can suck our dick. My name is Greg. This is Ryan. And that's George. You can suck our dick.
And all of our dicks.
Not to get, well.
Not all at the same time. One at a time so that our dicks don't touch. All
right. Zo2.
I think he went too far.
Zo2. Y'all copping? Y'all
already copped.
Bruh. What do y'all think about LeVar?
No, I'm not buying a $500 shoe.
I'm now teetering on, is he a moron or a fucking genius? I'm like teetering back and forth now.
I don't know.
I respect 100% what he is attempting to do, but everything he has done to lead up to this point, and then the tweet when he said, if you can't afford it, you're not a baller, is disrespectful to the point where it puts negative light on the positive things you're trying to do.
Did you watch the, what's the show with Shannon
First
Sharp?
Take?
No, the other one. Shannon Sharp and
Undisputed.
Undisputed. Did you watch
worst
that
show on television?
No,
probably
not.
Did you watch it?
So I watched some of it. I sent you the link to one of those things.
Yeah. So
that he said. Oh yeah.
He explained his baller tweet or whatever. He's trying to say like that baller doesn't necessarily mean like you don't have the money. Like I don't know. He came up with some like backpedaling excuse.
Like you don't want to
comes
be good
up
at
with everything that's backpedaling. It doesn't matter.
I don't even know if I care enough about the shoe. Okay, let me say this first.
Of all, let's talk. You want to talk about the shoe?
Do you think the shoe looks okay? Just honest opinion.
Yeah, when I first sent you the picture, I said, "Oh, it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be."
I thought it'd be.
But the reason is because it's basically a Kobe. It's basically a stolen Kobe phenomenon,
like, it's basically like a Harden 1 mixed with a Kobe 11 mixed with a TS light switch. Gilbert Arenas, for all of you who don't know, a lot of our listeners might be too young to even know what a TS light switch Gilbert Arenas is.
I don't know. Somebody called it that one shoe.
They might be too young to know who Gilbert Arenas is.
What's the Kobe shoe that's on sale that was like the Christmas shoe or whatever? It looks exactly like that. Everyone keeps saying it's like mixtures of things. I don't think so. It looks exactly like that one shoe.
I thought it looked like the one that you two wanted. The, Grey Poupon, not De La Soul. The one, Carpe Diem. I thought it looked like that. More.
Yeah, but you're talking about an actual, like a Kobe numbered model. Right, I'm talking about.
For the shoe itself, it doesn't suck.
It doesn't suck. That's it doesn't suck.
Okay.
I want to know if lawsuits are coming for like patent infringements on makeshift boosts and Kobe 11 bottoms, though.
I don't think I like him. I will never talk bad about him as a father, which we've said before.
We've said that before.
He's doing his job as a father. I think he's going a little above and beyond. I mean, he's going to make his son a pariah. Okay. I don't want his son to be looked at differently by everybody. If you're in the NBA right now and he gets drafted, do you know how hard they're going to go at him? They're going to put everything they have on defense on him. They're going to go at him. He's taken away the luxury from his son of being a rookie.
Yeah.
His son doesn't have the opportunity to just get in the league and score 7 points. He has to score about 19 points
a
year.
I'm going to find a different model.
Because it's going to suck that, like, we give the benefit of the doubt to every rookie. You come in, you score 7 points. Ah, he's a rookie. He'll work his way up. He's made his son so great to us.
That he better break the triple-double record.
And I hate that. And honestly, when I saw the shoe, I was more like, it's crazy how it's Lakers colors. Like, I was wondering, like, why does it already have a team colorway? And we have no idea where the draft
the
direction
draft
is going.
Well, a little while back, he said he would only play for the Lakers.
And he did say that on Undisputed as well. He said, oh, anything Lakers, I want to play Lakers. Bro, that man's teeth are unreal. Like, I used to didn't care about it until y'all kept sending stuff in the thread. His teeth are awful. They
he
look like
a toothbrush.
They look like a picket fence to a haunted house. Like, his teeth
right
are
there.
Awful. All
the
right?
Kobe
mentality.
Yeah, that looks exactly like that.
Show the camera.
Well, I mean, he could put a picture
of it. Focus. Pow. You know what makes me more angry about this, though, is Chad Johnson and Bennett from the Seahawks.
AZ Threads.
I don't think that upsets me.
They said something. AZ Threads bought one.
Oh, yeah.
Neftali, what are you doing?
I don't think that. I have a different opinion on that, but go ahead.
Oh, what's your opinion on it? Okay. What's your opinion?
So my opinion is, you already know I like the Bennett brothers and Marshawn Lynch and guys who do stuff like that.
Real ones.
They go against the grain on purpose because they know they have a cause and they're for it and they don't waver.
Real ones.
So I understand they want to see a young minority succeed and create his own business.
Yeah.
That's their thing behind it. I absolutely understand and agree 100% with that sentiment. Again, I said I'm not buying a pair because I don't like what it looks like. They're just buying to support. They're not buying because they love and they want to buy it.
And you don't have $500 to light a fire. Let's be real.
I hate that.
Yeah, they got more money than me. I don't think that's a surprise. I don't think our viewers would be surprised by that.
I hate it.
They thought
because
you were rich. All those pickups?
Yeah, right.
They try to like make it seem like, you know, especially if you're a minority, like you should be ashamed of yourself for not copping. Like you'll give Nike your money, but you won't give, bruh. Like this is the problem that I have. You have two athletes.
You have
two athletes. You have Chad Johnson and you have Bennett. Neither of them, for all I know, have a signature sneaker.
Maybe Chad Johnson did, but Bennett didn't.
No,
do
he
that.
Had a PE. He didn't have a signature.
No. I'm saying maybe Johnson did what you're saying but I don't think Bennett did that.
Either way, in my mind, I'm saying to myself, if I'm a professional athlete who is proven, Bennett proven, Chad Johnson proven, and never had a signature sneaker, I can't support that from an athlete who hasn't done anything. I worked my tail off
to get where
as a professional athlete, and I never got a signature sneaker. And now maybe they could have taken the route to create their own as well, and maybe they just didn't. But I just can't support that much money to an athlete who hasn't done anything. He hasn't done one thing. His dad said he did enough at UCLA.
He said, didn't win a championship.
Yeah, I'm just like, what are you talking about?
He lost three white guys.
Like, I'm not with it.
So, actually,
hold on a second. You, as a black male, can have that opinion that I can't have.
You ain't going to guilt me because I'm black to buy a sneaker. Like,
so, that's what I'm saying is you can have that opinion. I cannot.
You can have the same opinion, too. You just, because you ain't black.
You're Mexican.
You can still have the same opinion. Like, it's not about that. It's just
it would go into politics for me to explain that, and I'm not going to do that. But no, I have a different opinion.
I'm not going to act woke. Like, I'm not going to act fake woke. Like, oh, young man, his own brand. Like, I look at a crazy man with a sneaker. It's crazy that he even came up with it that quick. I mean, it just kind of came out of nowhere.
I mean, it had to have been in production for months.
But it feels like we just learned that Nike and Adidas told them no.
And then a week later, it was like pop in
my hand. So that's why, in my mind, I'm like.
I mean, he had to have had a prototype to Nike and Adidas and was like, this is my prototype.
Yeah, Kobe
I think
mentality
that's what
too.
Happened.
He probably had a prototype.
He said he went to Nike and said, this look familiar. We want doubles.
Yeah. No, it was actually AJ Green who had a signature sneaker.
He did.
Not Chad Ochocinco.
Signature.
Not a signature. I'm sorry. He had
a Hypercross.
Hypercross AJ Green right. PE, not a signature. PE, sorry. PE.
I would just like, he hasn't done nothing yet. Let him go year one. If he just did a rookie year, and I don't care if he averaged 0 to 100 points a game, all right, fine. You want to buy one. But the price point is insane. You guys agree with Shaq?
But not only the price point, but you're not getting it until like November.
Well, if you get it,
it's not coming till November.
Oh, it's that long? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a pre-order.
Oh, I thought it was a pre-order, but I thought the email that people were posting said like 1 to 2 weeks.
No. It was like pre-order to get in November, December.
Which is actually kind of funny because the season will already have started. So you won't even have it in time for the start of the season.
What's so funny is like sneakerheads, because you know there's a sneakerhead who can't wait to get his pair to post first on IG.
Of course there is.
You know he
Same
can't
Same thing with
wait.
News media outlets. They all want to be first. I mean, it's just the world we live in.
And they can't wait. Well, sneakerheads, well, it's weirdos.
So I don't know if you saw, but I guess his viewers, fans, whatever, told Omar to buy a pair to review for the channel or whatever. And he said he was going to do it, but then he realized that you don't get it to November, so there's no point. Yeah. So,
man, F that. What else are we talking
about? What else we got? We got the Lamar
Ball
games.
Did you guys have a final thought on that or what?
I don't know. My thought is I just don't care. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I feel like you know, Shaq's point on it about it should be affordable. Shaq said that, like, oh, good job of, like, not providing a sneaker affordable.
He made fun of it because his shoe was $40 or $20
what
or whatever
Shaq said,
at Walmart.
I really don't care because this is, like, an outlet for Shaq to, like, because people clown on Shaq's shoes all the time. It's like, now Shaq has the opportunity to be like, yeah, look at me. I provide sneakers for kids. It's trash. First of all, they're Jordan knockoffs. They look like Jordans.
I mean, same with the Elijah ones and, like, everybody before him that went through Kmart and Target
and
or whatever.
I do kind of agree with that, but people are buying them. Some people bought them.
They said they did like 2.4 million in sales.
No, that's false.
Yeah, they Nice Kicks put out a thing that wasn't
they sold.
True.
That wasn't true.
Well, they had 300 and something orders the first day, and that isn't only sneakers. That's the order based on the order number for whatever they had. Slides, shorts, headband, whatever they sell.
Right.
They had 348 orders or something like that. So okay.
Half
so assuming they were three, yeah. I mean,
supposedly,
I don't know why I said that.
Supposedly 103 pairs of size 8.5 sold, which I don't know how that's possible.
Asia,
that's crazy.
My guess was one person who's an 8.5 just decided to buy like 100
so
pairs.
Even
or something,
at 348,
like
even
maybe.
At 300, you said 348.
The number they calculated for the first 48 hours or whatever it was, or whatever whatever the time frame was 157,000. But that's only the sales number. That doesn't count R&D. Production costs,
okay.
Whatever else.
Because I was going to say, at 358, I'm at sure 500, you're at 174 grand, which is nowhere near 2.4 million.
Yeah, all that stuff was made up. People were, I told
who
you.
Who made it up?
When Greg said that, I went and found the tweet, and the dude was like, look at it. The Ocho Cinco picture was order number 4,000 and something. They already have 4,000 orders. What people didn't realize is the website's been up for like 2 years or whatever. You know, they've been selling Big Baller stuff. So, yes, they've had 4,000 orders since the beginning of the website.
It's the beginning of time, yeah.
The fact that they got 4,000 just period. I don't care if the website's been up 10 years is amazing.
Well, yes. The clothing
that stuff
is awful.
Awful. And rest in peace to Big Black.
Rest in peace to
Big Black. Rest in peace, Big Black.
Christ. And fuck you for making me look at dick pics.
How did I make you look at dick pics?
You said, well, go 38 minutes back and you'll piece
it
together.
No, I didn't say, I said if you go that far back, you know what you'll find. No, you'll know what you'll find.
No, no, no.
I bet you he didn't do it.
No.
I bet you Greg didn't do it.
Hold on.
I bet you he didn't do it.
He said, if you go back 38 minutes, you might be able to piece it together. And it was nothing but big black dicks and big black booties.
That's definitely not what I said, number one.
That is what you said.
Apparently you became educated. You became woke.
I was woke and shook
at the same time.
Wait, hold on a second. So you said that you kind of agree with Shaq.
A little bit, but it's like, come on, you just piling on a guy. I'm not a pile on person. Like, I feel like
we should
I feel like we should pile on him if Lonzo is trash. Then we pile on.
Well, he's going to get grief either way. All right, you?
I just think they suck. I think he's ruining his son's lifetime. The same thing I thought last week. I think he's ruining his son's life. He already ruined the sneaker stuff. I really, really do think it will impact his draft value eventually. Shout out to the draft lottery, which is next week. I didn't realize it was that quick, but I really do think that if it persists the way it is, I really do think it will start to impact his draft value.
I think he's going number two, regardless.
I hope
I've been on record as saying that. I think he's going number two. I hope the Suns, because the Suns lose their pick if it's not in the top something, right? Or is that the Lakers?
Something like
it's
that.
The Lakers.
Oh, is it Lakers?
So the Suns get their pick no matter what.
Yeah, Suns get their pick.
Because I'm not a Suns fan, but I like seeing them do well.
It
like
might
Suns
have something
reform,
to do
whatever.
With Boston when they traded Isaiah Thomas, though, about losing that pick, possibly.
Oh, all right.
I'm not 100% sure. Don't quote me on that, but whatever.
But anyways, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's going to hurt his draft value. It is obviously going to hurt his ability to get sponsorships and endorsements in the future. There's no doubt about that. We have already heard about companies leaving him behind. I think the shoe is not as bad as we thought it was going to be. We were talking about it. I'm not paying $500 for anyone. Like, I saw people say, like, I'd rather go out and buy a pair of Yeezys. I don't know if you're helping the issue of, you know, trying to help.
But it's true.
Minority businesses grow by deciding to do that. But
I don't even care.
Everyone do with their $500 what they want. You know what I mean? But bottom line, I'm not buying it. I'm indifferent. I don't care. I told you the other day, I don't care whether he succeeds in the NBA or doesn't succeed because it doesn't affect me. It's irrelevant.
But it's still news. It doesn't affect you, but it's still
interesting. It's absolutely news. That's why we talk about it. But LeVar Ball's a clown. even though I do celebrate the fact that he is doing things he's other people doing aren't something. Doing.
So. He has guts.
Like I said, he's borderline moron genius to me. Like, just, I don't know which one.
Just to recap, Ryan said we're doing Hall of Flames. All right. We haven't done it in a while. We're doing a Hall of Flames alternate colorways.
Non-OG colorway of Jordans. So again, just a quick recap of how Hall of Flames work. We nominate the shoe. If the shoe gets 2/3 vote from the sneak disc, it goes onto the ballot, which is voted on by you, the disciples, on the website, www.thesneakdisc.com, updated weekly, every Thursday morning.
Well, I don't know it's going to be up that quick.
Every
give it a shot.
Friday morning.
I haven't heard nobody say the WWW in a long time.
In general, for any website.
Throwback.
Wait, are you doing Hall of Flames?
So let's go back. No, not yet. Let's go back. Since we're doing non-OG color with Jordans, you sent that.
Yeah, I was going to say, we should talk about that.
Okay, so, which is kind of interesting.
China?
Yeah. What's his name? I wrote it down. His name is Guo Ulun. We're going to go with Guo Ulun. Okay. I'm sure
that's not to be confused with Shanghai.
Way off, but yeah. Jay is upset that he wasn't the first one to sign a Jordan brand. He has enough Jordans to be signed.
Signed the Jordan brand in China. Contract is worth $1.4 million a year, which is pretty good.
That's pretty good.
He plays for the, I'm going to give this a shot, the Liaoning Flying Leopards.
How about the Liaoning?
No.
No?
No.
You're doing some disservices here.
Liaoning Flying Leopards. He plays for the Chinese Basketball Association.
Fire. I'm imagining the jersey right now in my head. If the jersey in my head is the same jersey they wear on the court, it's probably fire.
Does it matter?
Guo Ulun?
We'll go with that. Is that cool? Does that matter?
Of course it matters.
Why does it matter?
I mean, the first of anything matters. Jackie Robinson matters.
Is that the first of anything?
I mean, he's the first Asian Chinese person to ever be signed.
It just says first Chinese player.
Yeah, oh, they're not Nike though, right? Like,
yeah, I mean, their basketball team is sponsored by Nike for a long time.
Nike. Yao Ming was Reebok.
Yao Ming was Reebok.
He was Reebok for a while.
Jeremy Lin was Nike because Jeremy.
Well, it's not the first Nike contract for a Chinese player. It's the first Jordan brand, but it's also like a player in the Chinese league. I don't know if once
I can't think of anybody overseas ever that's had a Jordan. I mean, not to my knowledge. But Jeremy Lin had Nike PEs.
I want to know how old he is because, is he coming to the NBA at some point? Or?
I thought you read this shit.
It doesn't say anything about that.
Well, it said that, I guess this year, 2016-2017 season, he averaged 19 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 steals. So he must be all right.
Wait, what? 14?
Yeah, his pro career started in 2010, so he's obviously not super young.
19 points. 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals. So, I mean, as of right now, he's pretty much better than most of Jordan Brand roster.
He's no Russ Westbrook.
Now, he's not better than Russell Westbrook.
Hold on a second.
Kawhi Leonard or Maya Moore?
Hold on a second. I'm pretty sure 40-year-old Stephon Marbury averaged about 47 a game in the Chinese league.
47,
so
10, and 10.
We need to chill out.
Yeah, but Stephon Marbury should still be in the NBA, should have still been in the NBA. He's a wacko, but he still should have been in the NBA. Wacko.
That's debatable. J.R. Smith went to the Chinese league, and I think scored about 65 points in their All-Star game.
J.R. Smith went to the
Gilbert Arena.
They had the lockout. No, J.R. Smith played when they had the lockout. Yeah. Do you not remember this?
J.R.
Smith wasn't in the league when they were locked out? What are you talking about?
Yes, he was. He played in – okay, well, you research it. He played in China, and he scored it was either an All-Star game or a regular game, scored about 65 points.
You talking about J.R. Ryder?
I'm not talking about J.R. Ryder.
J.R. Smith was in the league when the lockout happened?
What lockout are you thinking of? Because there's more than one.
Which one are you thinking of?
The most recent one.
Which one was that? I'm talking when I lived in Oregon.
2011 or something, maybe?
There was a lockout in 2011?
Either that or what's the other one called?
A strike?
Strike, there you go. Yeah,
maybe there was an NFL strike.
There was a referee strike.
I mean, I don't know, what's the difference?
NFL and the NBA are two different things.
There's a difference because when they locked out in that year the Knicks went to
my point is, they're not playing the game, is my point. the league's not playing. Either the same thing.
Dude, I got to pee now.
Yes, he went and played in China.
I'm going to pee.
He went and played in China and scored 60-some. He averaged some crazy amount of points and scored 60-some points in an All-Star game, something like that.
I don't know. I mean, like I said, it doesn't matter. He's on Jordan Brand, so now he's cursed. So it doesn't matter.
Injuries coming.
You sign the Jordan Brand, you either get injured, you never win a championship, or you just become a weirdo. something crazy is going to happen to him. He's probably going to get arrested by like the Chinese police or something. Like something crazy is going to happen to him.
Like, he has a crazy haircut. I'll tell you that much.
He has
a bowl cut with a line.
I mean, does it matter that now brands are branching out to international athletes?
Well, they should have a long time ago, because let's put it this way. Jordan Brand releases some things in China and Japan that don't even get released here. Or That's they get fact. Released early. Not only Jordan Brand, all sneaker brands. Adidas does, Nike does, Jordan Brand does, obviously Li Ning and them do. They release stuff over there that doesn't even ever come over here. And if it does, sometimes it comes later, which makes no sense to me, because outside of Adidas, these are American brands. I mean,
does he have to get a signature sneaker?
Well, Nike's an American brand. I don't know.
Does he have to get a signature sneaker? Because Jordan Brand is synonymous for not giving anybody a signature sneaker.
No, if you sign a $1.4 million deal, you're not getting a SIG. You're just on the payroll.
Yeah, but this is the thing. When you're making however much money and you're the first signee to Jordan Brand in the biggest, most populated country in the world, I kind of think you got to have a signature sneaker just for them. Whether it comes to us or not, that's one thing. But
based on the contract, doesn't sound like it, but... They might sell PEs. They got a House of Hoops there and whatever else. They got some Nike store there that gets crazy stuff we don't even get.
He might have got swindled. You know, he might have. That 1.4 might not be enough a year. But I don't know. I feel like when you're in a country that populated, you have to have a signature sneaker.
He'll get PEs.
That one. I mean, obviously we'll get PEs. I mean, they make Chinese PEs that make it here for like during the Olympics and stuff like that. So, but I don't know.
His shoe I heard is the Chinese New Year 12.
Yes. In all honesty, they should give that to him. They should make a different version of it.
They said the article on Soul Collector said something about Jordan 12 was like the recent shoe he was wearing or something. So maybe he was wearing that one. At least that's what I thought it said.
His career is over. He's with Jordan Brand now. So,
at some point, all curses end. So, I mean,
whose career's over? Cubs' curse ended decades. 100 years.
Yes, right. It took 100 years, but at some point, they end.
What's a century? 100
the Browns are going to win a Super Bowl at some point.
Century. The Browns?
They're going to win a Super Bowl at some point.
I don't know. They had a good
He might
draft,
not so be alive might. No more, but they're going to win a.
The Indians are going to win a World Series this year.
Okay, the Indians are not living up to expectations.
So. It don't matter. In October yet.
They got to make the playoffs or they can't win the championship. Yet.
Cubs might make the playoffs just by default.
Cubs suck,
St.
too.
Louis.
They
yeah,
suck.
St.
I knew
Louis
they
and everybody
suck.
Else is whack. Anyway.
Now, having said that, a lot of teams and players playing way over their head this early in the season, because there's some dudes
I'm
like, what are you?
On Milwaukee?
You hitting about 400 right now? Who are you? Yeah, but I saw his numbers. So, like, the first, like, 3-4 weeks of the season, he hit all his homers. And since then, he's like 1-for-30 or something.
He was
terrible.
Knocking them.
30-for-30.
No, the man who's the man from the Yankees is the one who's doing crazy stuff.
But
and
he's
that,
a young
like,
cat.
Nat's yeah. whole lineup.
That dude,
no, yeah, I'm not saying this.
Oh, okay.
But still, he started hitting like Babe Ruth. That's a little bit
the
weird.
The Nationals, they don't even matter. All right, they're always good, bad. They'll be at the playoffs just like always. Ready for Hall of Flames?
Hall of Flames?
Yeah, sure.
This year?
You positive? Y'all got lists?
Yeah.
You get your list, George?
You got your list?
Of
course. So, I see the picture on his phone.
Just to reiterate, like
I mean,
Ryan already said.
I don't have them in order like top 10.
No, we don't either. So just to reiterate, the Hall of Flames is what we put on our website that people can vote.
We're going to have some of the same stuff, though, so it doesn't
right.
matter.
So if two of the three of us have the
same
exact
same
sneaker, it automatically goes on the ballot. Now, all.
Yes, but we got to say yes, no, whatever.
Not if two people have it.
No, it's on two lists.
Huh? No. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You say what it is, and then
right.
we say
yes.
yes or no.
Yes or no.
Right.
Yes. Okay.
Now, it could work out in a way that we agree with every single thing that we say. So 30, 40 pairs could get on the ballot if need be.
Right, so you want to do
happen.
Like
– I
wanna
doubt
do like,
it.
You want to do like 15% – like for every 10 on, two go in? Two could go in?
Oh.
You want to do that? Like 20%?
Yeah. How many should go in?
20%? For every 10 that get nominated, two could go in? Is that pretty fair?
Why don't we figure it out at the end? I mean,
we'll figure it out.
If we have right, 15, we'll then vote top three or whatever.
Okay. We'll let
we
it
have...
go a week. Maybe 2 weeks, maybe.
That would be two out of every 10.
Some of these, Greg's going to say no just to say
you're
no.
You're right.
You already know it.
I'm going to say no. The problem is I know both of you probably have them.
Let's say
well,
20%.
Well, you do your list first then.
Fine. I'm doing my list first. These are non-OG sneakers that we feel should be
non-OG
in the Hall of
Jordan.
Non-OG Jordans that we feel should be in the Hall of Flames. Okay. The Hall of Flames is, to us and by voters that listen to our show, the greatest sneakers that are just Ever. Forever eternal. All right. They're in the Hall of Flames. Hall of Anybody Flames. Steals that from us, we know where you got it from. Facts.
Trademark.
Number one. Actually, Patents. Not number one. I'm going to say this one. I'm just going to go without it because I don't think you guys are going to agree with it.
He's starting off with a shitty shoe or what?
I am. I'm just going to go off with the wackest ones first. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go Mellow 2.
No.
No.
Well, that was quick. cross that out.
You're welcome, but listeners.
I'm going to go 5. I'm going to just do 5.
Okay.
Oreo 4.
Oreo 4? The leather one?
Yeah, Oreo 4.
I'm going to say no.
What? I'm going to say that's to an Oreo 4?
Fear 4, maybe.
I didn't put it on my list, but I'm going to say.
Why would you say a Fear 4 should go in the Hall of Flames and not an Oreo 4? Oreo 4 came out in what? 2001?
Nah, before that, 99.
99? Because I like its sister better, the Columbia 4.
I'm going to say yes.
Thank you.
I like that shoe, even though I didn't put it on my top 10. So I'm glad he started off with two that I didn't have. So good.
Yeah. Knicks 1?
Yes.
No.
I will say Knicks yes. 1, yes. Knicks 1 might be one of the. Yeah.
I'm surprised. You like went deep in rotation. You skipped a lot of stuff that could be on.
Knicks 1. Oh, no. I'm just saying what I got first. Knicks 1.
Yes, but I didn't have any of those three.
Knicks 1, I feel, should be on it because you rarely see them. I never see anybody wearing a Knicks 1.
I had them.
I still have a Death Stock pair.
Yeah, and I wish I had a pair. I told you
to go to House of Hoops that day with me to get them. And you were like, nah, I don't want that.
Well, I said they won't sell out. That's what I thought. I didn't think they'd sell out.
And Shoe Palace, when it opened at Mills, like 3-4 years ago, they were there for like 2 weeks. And Desert Sky Chic had them for like 2 or 3 weeks.
And these are stores in Arizona for anybody who was like,
yeah. What's that?
I don't know. Yeah, Knicks ones. I feel like they're late. A Knicks color sneakers should have been out.
I mean, the materials are really nice. I'm just purple and
was it?
I mean,
nice?
Blue and orange. Yeah, it was nice.
Oh, I don't remember the materials.
Orange and blue. I'm just Mets and Knicks and Cavs, whatever else. No, thank you.
Burgundy 5.
Man, you got 5 things on your list that I know. Or is that 4 or 5?
I am going to say... That's my
4th one. Dang. Burgundy 5.
4 things. Do we have like some
first.
That's already on the list? Is that
you
why?
You go first.
I don't know.
You go first.
What do you got?
Wait, no. I'm saying, did you start with 10 with no... Nothing is automatically in?
No, nothing. Everything that we already...
We're voting.
Yeah, we're. Nothing's these are all voting.
Okay, but we did last time we did some things were automatically in, and no, we did
that
outside
was like
of
started
that.
Off.
That was
that was
to
a jump
start
off.
The entire
yeah.
Hall of Flames.
Right.
Yeah.
That was like just to off. Have something to have in the Flames.
Right. So what's in from Jordan's? Is anything in?
Not yeah, OGs. Yeah, OGs. No. Red 4s, Cement 3s,
Infrared 6s,
yeah,
I think.
Those like, are in.
Yeah. None of this stuff's in.
Oh, okay.
None of this.
Well, because some of this is like blatantly obvious. Man, you don't have any of it.
Blatantly obvious is a strong
there
word.
Are some stuff that's blatantly
Burgundy
obvious.
Burgundy 5s, yes or no?
Burgundy, yes or no? You go first.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no also because I prefer.
You know why? You know why?
Because
you wanted them forever and you never bought them.
I did. I bought them. What are you talking
you
about?
You got them?
And then I sold them.
Yeah, you got rid of them and then you wanted them again.
I wore them twice and I said, these are the hardest sneakers to wear ever. I could not figure out how to wear them.
I like all of 5s. I'm an all of 5 guy.
No Burgundy 5s. No, I'm a little surprised you guys said no.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to save this one because I know George is going to say yes, but I'm going to go red 5s, Toro 5s.
Yes, Toro 5s.
The one that came in the pack?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
What is the other one?
The one that's coming out?
I guess I was thinking about that.
The wannabe?
All right, George.
George, you going?
George, you're wildin'. All right.
George, give us 5.
So I got 3 in out of my bottom 5. 3 in.
Okay, so my question was going to be that you are separating shoes from packs. There's not.
I am.
Just,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know what you're going to say. I got that on my list too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, then I might as well do that one then.
DMP 11?
No, I've said DMP 6.
6, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Not 11.
Yes. So you say yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. DMP 6. I was going to say, or the pack, if you guys want to do them in packs, but since you separated out, separate out. I know Greg's going to say no to this, so this is going to come down to you. Bin 5.
That's it's on my list.
Yes.
So. Oh, you got it? Dang, I'm shocked.
Of course you got to have a Bin 5 on a list.
You hated on that shoe forever.
Bin 5 is like one
smoking?
Of the greatest shoes all time.
I told you it was one of the greatest shoes that ever came out because it literally came, the black shoe with the white laces, the way he used to wear in the game, and you would literally make fun of me because you were like, you love white laces and black shoes so much.
This is what happened. You talked about Bin 5 with white laces forever. Then LeBron played a game for the Heat wearing all black LeBrons with white laces.
Oh, yeah.
You texted me and said, them joints.
But they were
fire.
Like LeBron 8s, though, or something. It was like when they were making good models.
The ones
not,
that with jeans
not now.
That we liked.
Nines.
It was either 8s or 9s. Yeah, it was another reason. Trust me.
And then something happened where you could have put white laces in something. and you didn't do it. You were like, oh, I don't want to do it anymore. It was a sneaker you bought, and
KD
I was like,
four maybe. Or something?
I don't know. Anyways.
Or Chicago ones look fire with white laces. Also,
I've never seen a Chicago one with laces.
They look good.
There's certain Jordan ones that you have to switch laces, and you don't even know it.
Yeah,
like
I don't. Yeah.
So Ben Five's in.
So that's two.
Ben Five's in.
Nice.
All right.
So you're gonna eliminate stuff off our list when we keep going.
Okay. Well, you guys are gonna have some of these other ones. That's why I'm surprised you have five things I didn't have. Jim Red one.
That's on my list. So
it's not on mine. It's not been out long enough.
Is that really gonna be your argument for some of this stuff?
It's not been out long enough. Like,
what does that mean?
It hasn't been out long enough. That's it.
There's other things that are more fire than that that haven't been out very long that I hope you don't say no to.
No, because I know Ryan is gonna say yes to it, and I have no choice.
Well, I said yes to
that. You ready for the next one? Shattered Backboard one.
No.
Shattered Backboard ones, yes.
No.
He yes. said no. Oh my God. That's now that is a definition of contrary.
Yes.
You like using contrary
on my
a lot?
List.
That's a definition of contrary.
You know I'm doing anything pause for Shattered Backboard ones. But they shouldn't be in the Hall of Flame.
Yes, they should.
That means your eternal fire is burning. I don't know why I said that.
It might be the
eternal fire might be burning though. That's the thing.
Shattered backboard.
Way ahead of Burgundy Fives. Way ahead of Burgundy Fives.
I mean, if you're talking about which one looks better, obviously Shattered Backboard ones. Burgundy Fives are Burgundy Fives are the only Burgundy Jordan I think that exists.
But what is that?
Doesn't matter.
That's a terrible reason to put a shoe
that
on
is.
Something.
And Burgundy Fives
now,
at one
hey,
point.
If you guys think Burgundy Fives should be in, let us know.
Let us know.
Burgundy Fives are one of the most sought out sneakers for like that period of time when we first started getting in Facebook
sneakers.
Okay, we
know someone who specifically didn't buy them for about 10 years. Yes. Okay. People kept not. It wasn't
no,
great.
It was
somebody else.
It was somebody else.
Funk?
Yeah. So, is that his real last name?
I don't know.
That can't be. But Burgundy Fives have more of a history in the sneaker culture than a Shattered Backboard one. That's just cold hard facts. You can't
say that again.
A Burgundy Five has more history in the sneaker culture than a Shattered Backboard one.
I mean, by default, probably, but Shattered Backboard one has more history in general because of where it came from.
If Shattered Backboard one would have came out in 1997 as something,
no.
It would have been considered one of the greatest. I know that
he was young.
I'm just saying.
Bro,
I know
that's why they made the shoe.
I know
your words.
But I'm saying if Shattered Backboards came out earlier than what last year, the year before.
Well,
they would have been one of the greatest sneakers of all time.
If they came out, okay, if they, number one, if they came out with,
I was in Dallas watching the Cowboys game.
If they came out with shitty materials, they would fall into that category.
Yes.
Part of the reason they're in that category is because the materials
are
super nice. If these materials right here were Shattered Backboard materials, $6,000.
Okay. These ones, these are good materials.
These are good materials.
No, but nothing like the other one, though. And the other colorway is better than that too.
These are fire though, because you can wear this as a Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, I like them. Okay, that's not why. That's definitely not why they're fire.
And that's why they should be on fire.
And backboards light my eternal fire.
You know what's funny? That post you put.
You might want to say pause right now.
I do
say
it
a lot. Of stuff.
All right, what do you got next? We running now.
Hold on. There's one more. All right. Get rid of these top threes.
Okay, those are some BS. I'm going to need you to judge myself.
If I throw it against the wall, it's going to turn into pieces. It's
going to
turn into shattered backboards.
You know how sneakerheads are. Oh, I want a refund. It got a dent.
I kind of feel like I shouldn't say this next one because it's guaranteed. It has to be a lock, and I kind of want to give one that should be like you guys had to think about. So I'm going to skip to all my four are in so far.
Okay.
So,
well, they aren't.
Yeah, they are.
I think only 2 years are in.
No, every single one.
Yeah, Jim Reds, you agreed.
I agreed.
DMP 6 in, Ben
DMP
5.
DMP 6?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I agreed.
Defining Moments
Ben
Pack 6,
yeah.
Ben 5, and Shattered Backboard 1.
Oh, yeah, you're right. All four.
All four.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so I'm going to skip that one. I'm going to go.
That all yours are in.
Of course you do. That's why you're voting no.
No.
That is why, because you're contrary.
I can't believe I forgot one.
All right, I'm going to skip and go up, because this one might actually be controversial. Jeter
you
one.
Controversial.
Oh, you smoking sticks?
No,
no.
I told you.
Stop.
No. Controversial.
You
no.
love Jeter one. Have
I
you
do.
Ever tried to cop?
Nah, too expensive.
No, they aren't. Not anymore.
$600 bucks.
Not
I'm
anymore.
Not
They're cheap
bucks.
Now. They're
well, you find
now.
Me one then.
So I'll find you size 12. If I find it for under 300, if I find it for under 400, you have to buy it.
Under 300, I buy it.
Okay. Four is pretty high.
Yeah, suck my dick.
He said under 1,000. I got you.
Yes, fam
under
price.
800.
Fam price. Yeah, no Jeter ones. Don't even stop.
No. I will not stop.
Stop that.
I will not.
What else you got next? One, is that all?
That's five.
That's five.
I went right. 4-1.
Let's go.
This
right.
one is going to be interesting because of you guys hating on. All right, stuff.
Supreme Desert Camo. Yes, we know.
Oh, shit.
He didn't put that either.
No. Now, okay. Now get this.
Oh my!
Whoa! Now I had it. And I crossed it out. And you know why I crossed it out? Because I said, you know what? It has to, 2 more years.
Are we doing only 10? Because one of y'all said, like,
I made 12.
All right, I got 13.
Oh, shit.
If you want to add.
Hold on. What? Just do all your honorable mentions right now, and we'll say yes
We're
or
not
no.
Doing all honorable mentions. Mentions.
They're just in there.
Say them.
Okay, this is the problem, though. I don't want to put a Supreme 5 in there because I know the votes are going to be through the freaking roof. For a Supreme 5.
I don't think they would anymore.
But
stop
what?
It. I don't think they would anymore.
But you're
anymore,
only
no.
one person.
Nobody
There's
cares
three
anymore.
Of us.
Nobody Fine. Cares anymore.
George, you want to say Supreme 5?
I want to say Supreme 5.
Then I'll vote Supreme 5.
Wait.
Are you in or out?
Are you doing your other shoes or no?
Are it's his turn. Out? It's not my
it's
turn.
It's my turn.
Yeah, I know. But if you have honorable mentions or
no,
other
no,
ones.
They're just going to be
They're just in the
votes.
List.
All right. Whatever.
Honorable. So Supreme 5.
Camo one, right?
Camo.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we'll put them in. All right. Now this one is the one that you guys are going to trip over probably.
Fucking
Cause Jordan
The guy who's had Supreme 5's more list than anyone Everybody forgot else. About it.
Cause Jordan 4.
I didn't forget. Cause 4 already?
Cause 4's. Is it one of the greatest? What do you think?
I mean, obviously, I love Cause 4's, all right? If I could find a pair for $800, I would pass.
No, you're not. I
would pass.
I could maybe.
You would just feel them? You would just look at the shoe and feel them?
I would look at them. I'd pick them up. I'd twirl them around. I might try it on and then put it back.
Homeboy that wouldn't respond. For Kennedy's, so mad. One is 700. I offered 5, and I was gonna.
I thought you offered 6.
Oh, I offered 6. I was just gonna sell a bunch of stuff really quick and cop them. Yeah. Greatest sneaker of all time. One of.
That's not true.
One of.
That's true.
What'd you just say?
Cause 4.
Cause 4. What'd you say, George?
No, you go first.
You.
I have to say no because I can't make that argument.
Dang.
I can't say no to shattered backboards and say yes to Cause 4s. Cause 4s came out 2.5 weeks ago. Actually, about a month ago.
You sound like Joe Budden.
Shout like out Joe to Everyday Struggle.
I'm supposed to be the
Shout
one who's the old angry one here.
Shout out to the girl.
But would you have said yes to?
But I love it. Compliments.
To what?
Cause 4s.
I have it on the honorable mention portion of my list.
So are
so
you in?
I don't. That's what I'm saying. I don't know how. I don't know how we
it's
judge it.
It's up to you guys because I don't feel like we have any honorable mentions. They're just on the list. So if you're already on your list and you want to now, you can change your mind if you want. But he
oh,
said
yeah,
it.
I already know.
And you can say yes or no. The Hall of Flames is going to be Cause 4s and freaking Supreme Camo and Shattered Backboards.
Nah, there's some other stuff that's going to get more votes. Trust me. Fuck.
I'm going to read the list off too, and we're going to say which one we think will get the highest votes and the least votes at the end.
Yes, I'm going to say yes.
Okay, Cause 4s are in.
God damn.
I can't say no because that shoe is.
All right, so next for me. A shoe that you and I talked about earlier, Wolf
Rocket Ships.
Wolf Gray Fives.
No.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
another
I
shoe
like that shoe, but it's just another gray shoe.
Another shoe that you it's the only gray shoe.
And you
just put Cause 4s in.
Oh, that's true.
You better not say what I know you want to say.
Oh, yeah, it's on here.
Oh, God. It's on my list.
All right, the other shoe that we talked about earlier, Dave White
the answer is yes. No, hell no. Now, if you said the sample one with the gold.
No. The ones that released that I have.
Okay,
I've
the
never
gold
wore.
Ones are tight, but let's not act like the retail version wasn't pretty
wasn't
tight.
Wasn't great.
Right. It wasn't. They
it
was sucked.
It's a great shoe. About.
We tried to get it when Flight Club had it at 1,000, and then once we found out that it came out in all these other stores, we said, fuck that shoe. We're not
it's
buying
it. The same thing with like the PSN.
But that don't mean it sucks PSN because wide. The resale
I
value.
I wouldn't wear it.
Wait, what?
So my list.
Not the PSNY, but like the 23 New York. Like the remember those like wool ones that
my top
PSNY
10
brought them out.
So my top 10 is shoes that I would wear only. I didn't put stuff in there I wouldn't
I
wear.
I have that shoe and I would wear it.
Okay,
no, I understand why
Dave
you put
White,
it in.
You said no. You said yes.
I said no. There's I wouldn't wear that shoe.
I'm gonna go yes.
Okay.
If it was the Thank gold you. One, then I would have agreed.
All right, now let me.
I'm only saying yes because it has history and it's kind of a special Jordan.
I'm gonna pick that these two sense. Last ones that I'm gonna do.
Jeter
gonna
ones do. Are better than those.
These two last
they
ones
are.
I'm going to do right. because I think that my other five are like absolute shoe-ins. Like, I don't think anybody's. So the next one is Laney 14 Lows.
Nope. I love 14s, but nope. I mean, you know you want to put it in. That's why you made that noise.
It's not on my list.
It shouldn't be on anyone's list.
It might be the greatest low
it.
Of all time.
Well, but honestly, because it was the very first low, wasn't it?
No, Carolina was.
Carolina
11s?
Carolina, oh, you mean first low ever or
I think
first
it might
low 14?
Ever.
Carolina 14s were the first low 14s.
No. Laney and Carolina came out the exact same weekend. Willis bought the Carolina's first day of school. I bought Laney's first day of school.
Oh, I had Carolina's, and they came out when 14s came out.
These are facts. Willis,
oh, all right, well,
shout out to my uncle Willis. Like, we were having the same day, first day of school. Now, unless, whatever, that sporting goods store wasn't supposed to put them out. But was it the first low-top Jordan ever?
I have no idea. They're low ones.
No,
I'm sure
came out. IE's came out in 1997. Right. So,
and 11 cherries. What am I talking about? Cherries came out.
I'm sure later. Ones also had lows before that as well.
I'm gonna go 14 low. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So now the next
this
one.
Is some suspect stuff.
The next one that is like I don't know how you guys feel about
this
it.
This is like collusion. I should call it Players Association.
Every single one of yours made the list, pretty much.
That's because they belong there.
All right.
Wait till you see how many votes these ones you guys just put in.
We're going to talk about that, too.
So the next one, Cool Gray 11s. I know you guys hate them.
No, I don't hate them. I actually was going to put them on there, but I have 10 shoes that are blatantly obvious to me. I don't see how any of those fit on there.
I'm saying no, but if you guys say yes, it's not going to bother me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely, okay.
God, yeah. Cool Gray 11s are one of the worst drones of all time.
No, that's false.
Yeah.
I had cool. It wasn't cool. Which one was the beater I gave to
cool
Lars?
Gray 11s.
Yeah, I was like.
Shout out to my guy, Lars Young.
Shout out to Lars Young.
Shout out to Lars Young.
Shout out to the beater man.
That's my guy. All right.
I didn't know if I gave him those or Columbia's.
And that's another person I like watching his videos. They're
I do like watching
different.
Lars' videos. And I commented on YouTube. I told him I'm sorry that I forgot to mention you, Lars. I like your videos.
His videos are different. His kids look at the sneakers.
And there was somebody else that commented, I can't remember now, who was like...
Trey D. Kicks. Shout out to my guy, Trey D. Kicks.
These suck.
And shout out again to the Sneaker Box Podcast. If you didn't hear me last week, shout out to you. Thank you for holding it down. We appreciate you guys. Appreciate you, Bostic and Caesar. I'm serious. Why are you laughing? Because I'm serious.
I don't know why.
Why are you... I'm serious. I'm tired of the beef. I'm serious.
He's tired of the beef. Let's go. It's not even a beef. All
beef
right.
is just a style cow.
Okay, let's go. Let's just go. Let's just move on. Who what you got next?
That's five.
That's five. Or so my turn again?
I can't do it.
All right. My turn again.
You're
and these have to be in.
Shout out to everybody we disrespected last week.
I seriously mean that. I mean it sincerely.
Shout out to everybody we don't like. Shout out to everybody we don't like.
Shout out to all our previous guests who are now mad at us.
What?
Okay, let's just move on. Cat fours.
Yes, cat fours are in.
Cat fours are so underrated. I wish I never sold my pair.
Those colors can suck my dick.
Hey, you want to talk about cat fours and royal ones? Might be the smelliest box of sneakers.
Did you just put these on there to like not have the same thing that I have?
No. What are you talking about? We talk about Cat 4s all the time.
I understand that, but okay.
Cat 4 should make the list just because.
This is all DBs.
I mean.
Yes. The most recent one. DB6.
DB1.
DB2.
Yeah.
DB3.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't put it on there, but yes, I would agree.
Okay. Ben 5 is already in. Let me write that down. Ben 5. Okay. French Blue 12s.
No.
George, I swear to God.
They have to be in just because Ray Allen, I mean, in college, absolutely have to be in. But again, I don't understand where you came up with this list from. There's so many things that you don't have on there.
I'm not done yet.
Yes, but.
Actually, I'm almost done. Oh, crap. I got one more. I got two more. Cool Gray 4s. I'm just saying it.
Absolutely. No. Yes. Oh God, 1,000,000%.
Why do you have them on your list if you think they suck?
I don't know.
They're on my list.
This might be the gray Hall of Flame. It might be ashes. This is the ashes Hall of Flame. Every sneaker
hey,
is gray.
We
on
do,
here.
We are from Phoenix.
And the last one I got, the last
You're
one I
rising
got.
Rising from the ashes.
Is alternate, I mean, Altitude 13s. Come on.
You hate them. He's hated them.
Why
so
do you not have better things on your list?
You have hated Altitude 13, so many episodes. I've said that, and you're like, those suck. Those
I'm saying
suck
no.
So
I can't
bad.
Put a 13 on my list.
Absolute lie, because I said as soon as I'm buying sneakers again, I'm buying Black Cats. I said Black Cats are underrated, just like Altitudes were underrated.
Yeah, he said that. He likes them, but I don't
you
know why.
Him? Do you hate them?
Yeah, I hate 13s. I hate all 13s. Now, I will say that's probably the best 13, or maybe second best 13, but I hate 13s.
The best 13 of all time is
you can't even have 1 and 2. Fine. 1A, 1B. Fine.
No, we do 1
Altitude
and then 2. We're not gonna do
you
1A.
Sold the ones I gave you, so let's not have that.
I was
discussion.
On hard times, bro.
Yeah,
bro,
you had to buy that $10,000 couch.
I had to buy. I had to come something else.
Yes. He had pottery bar credit cards to pay.
Yeah, exactly. He had to buy a $10,000 couch.
Okay,
I don't want to hear it.
Okay, so then I'm gonna go.
I gave you one for retail.
All right, you gave me two for retail, actually.
Oh, whatever.
Oh no, I bought one for retail. I sold one to my brother-in-law. Shout out to Edgar. And then one you found me on Twitter for its freaking 184 DS, I think. Oh, it was fire. My Cav 4s ridiculous. Made it. DB3 made it. French Blue 12s made it. Toro 5s. Cool Gray 4s, I guess, is mine. Knicks 1, Oreo 4s. Ben 5, we shared. Mine made it. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to go down the list, too, at the end. And we're going to say who's going to get the highest vote and who's going
to
get the lowest.
All right, lowest so Cool Gray 4, I don't need to say because it's already in.
That's going to get the lowest votes.
Yeah, right. Lightning 4.
No.
Yeah. Sucks. Lightning 4 suck? Let's not get hasty.
They suck. Lightning 4 suck. It's a yellow shoe.
Lightning 4 suck to you?
People think orange shoes suck. Why do they like yellow shoes?
Ryan, okay. Lightning 4s
suck.
I don't know. Okay, well.
I think Lightning 4s suck. If they weren't $1,000, you would hate them.
No, because if they re-retroed, we'd be in line. That might be another.
If they sat, if they sat for a week, sat would you still buy them?
Yeah, of course I wouldn't.
Of course I wouldn't.
All right, George. Ryan.
Did you say yes?
I said yes. Of course. Lightning 4s. Come on.
Are you serious?
They suck.
All right, man.
I always say they suck. I don't like Lightning 4s at all. I think they suck. It's yellow and black.
I mean, you act like it was yellow and purple. Like
that'd be better.
Yes, Lakers colors. But I bet you love. I bet you love new love ones.
In disbelief.
No, I think they'll suck too.
Oh, okay. Well, if you're consistent, then you wore Thunder 4s in here.
No, I've never worn Thunder 4s. I actually traded my Thunder 4s a week ago for Yeezy. 2 weeks ago for Yeezys.
I'm in disbelief right now. Frag 1s.
No.
Yes.
God dang it.
It's one of the greatest.
Why would that not
be? It's one of the most solid shoes of all time. It's this with a lightning bolt on it.
Stop it. It's a Royal 1 with a lightning bolt.
It's not a Royal 1.
It's close enough.
It's a Chicago Royal 1.
Bro, them joints just came out, 3 years ago?
Who cares when stuff came out? That wasn't a stipulation. All
right. Well,
now, you see, you doing what you blame me for doing all the time. Like, if it didn't come out longer than 5 years ago, I'm not voting for it.
That's not true because when he put Supreme Air Max 97s on best collaboration ever list and it came out the night before. That's different.
You should have said something.
I did say something. You said something too.
Right now, I'm talking about. You should have said
something
about this.
The rest is going to be on your guys' list, and I'm going to be so heated.
What are you? He's done. Aren't
no,
you done?
No.
No, he's not.
Undefeated 4.
God dang
absolutely.
It.
100%.
No.
Yes.
What
100%
the heck,
yes.
Man?
Why would that not be? That's going to win the whole competition. What are you talking about? Why would that not be on there?
I know.
That's
next
literally
one.
The best Jordan of all time.
It really is. It might be the best collaboration and Jordan and non-OG Jordan and maybe possibly sneaker of all time.
Do y'all freaking love
I think
joints.
You just made a list just to like, hey, so I wouldn't match your list. That's why you made your list.
I love undefeated 4s. But
no, you
I,
don't. You hate them.
No, I don't consider unicorns stuff to throw in a list.
It doesn't matter.
Like, I know you guys got blue M&Ms on there, too.
Yeah, that's the next shoe. Yeah. M&M blue. M&M 4 blue.
I agree.
And I say no.
Contrary.
For the record.
Contrary.
Say no.
Yes, you could get the picture of that court reporter.
You guys got two $25,000 sneakers.
The court reporter
in the
got
Hall
you.
Of Flames.
Hey, you know if you can't afford them, you're not a big baller.
Yes.
Even LeVar can't afford those.
You two should have put those in the automatic Hall of Flame list. They should have just
they might
automatically
be, actually.
Put in.
I don't know. That's what I asked you. Was anything on there?
I don't know.
Why didn't you go to the website and look?
Man, that website doesn't even work anymore.
Check it out. Look at it. Take it down.
Oh, you better chill out.
We haven't used that website since the beginning.
No. Right? I have to. That's how I upload it to iTunes. You have to load it to the website and just go telling secrets.
The only other one was the one that was in honorable mentions. I don't know if you guys have voted for it or not. And I might as well just say it, Just Don 2 Beach.
Nope. You pick Beach over Blue? Like, come on, bro.
I think that one's better.
Stop.
I like Beaches.
No, I
like Beaches, but stop. They're not better than Blues.
I think it's better.
It's the only...
There's something about the shoe that looks different. Like it's almost like the materials are like more plush or something.
Ryan, is Don C. Blue better than Don C.
That wasn't
Beach?
In my
blues
top 10.
Blues are better, yeah. Blues are better, yeah.
Blues are better.
Yeah. I don't think so.
It's the very first all-blue Jordan sneaker. It's the very first, maybe all-blue sneaker,
I'm not saying it's bad. I think Beach is better.
You had them.
Yes, I know, but I told you, in a size 12, it's literally a boat. I would be on lake, what's the lake right here?
Water skiing.
Yeah, I mean, water skiing with those.
Yes, Lake Skid Row.
Are you done?
That was the last. Okay. That one wasn't in the 10. That was just since he said cool gray fours and that was gone. I just figured I'd say it.
Yo, so
did you say yes or no? Yes? You didn't even say anything. You can't just go on. Oh, we're not going
to
consider it?
To what sneaker?
Don Beach.
I do.
Beach
I said no. I do like them.
I know
I
you
do
said
like
no.
Them. I do. I would wear a pair if I had them. Best non-OG ever.
Which, by the way, we didn't talk about that. We should have talked. That should have been a topic today.
What?
The pink ones or Arctic orange, that's, if you want to get.
That pisses me off if they don't come in men's sizes.
Friggin' it's not even that.
Bro, if they came in $350
sizes, for kids.
If they came in men's sizes, they'd be like $590 or something. Because if they're that much for, I would.
I would do that.
I don't know. Them joints are kind of fire. And you know I don't mess with like.
They're fire. I put them on that summer shoe list. I don't know if you remember. You got mad at me for having them on that summer shoe.
Both of y'all be wilding with stuff. I don't even be out last week, the other week, he put.
Yeah, I remember it came out the week after.
The Kith, whatever Kith had dropped. Volcano 3s, on a list. They weren't even out yet.
Yeah, I might buy a big
ball. It's coming
brand,
out before the summer, though, which was the
for,
point.
And then traded for it just done. All right, so my last. All right, yeah, I'm gonna say Beaches. Yes, because I like that shoe. I'd wear it.
And y'all owe something else, you know that?
So my last four now,
because
stuff has been put on. DB4s. I think Greg agrees.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
DB4. I'm gonna go Oregon 5s. I think that's a dope shoe. I love the all green.
Which one? Oh, the green one.
Yeah. I mean, I know you guys are gonna hate because it's like a unicorn.
I love
shoe
this
again,
shoe, but I'm saying no. I would have said yes to DB3s because I've seen those more.
DB3s are on.
DB3s on your list. You
I'm
mean
sorry,
Oregon
not DB3s. Oregon 3s.
Oregon.
The 3s. White ones, not the black ones.
The Pit Crews. The Pit Crews are the black.
Those. Yeah, not the Pit Crews though. Okay. It's up to George on this one. I wouldn't care if it's on it or not. You guys got Eminem 4s on there. Those are actual real unicorns.
That well, so is, I mean, yeah, they friends
Oregon
family only, but so is undefeated.
Way more.
I've walked into stores locally and seen Oregon 5.
They might not have been real.
Yeah. Yeah, we all have.
Yeah.
Well, yes or no?
I'm gonna say no.
Yes.
All right.
Flint, you're a jerk.
Flint 13s.
Are those not? No, he wore those in All-Star Game.
Did he? He
wore well, I'm as, I'm assuming by OGs, you guys mean OG for that number, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it an original 13?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay, then
yeah,
it's out.
I don't think so.
All right, so then my last one, Toro 4.
Ooh.
I thought about it. God, you know what sucks about those is the fact that like every picture that came out before they actually dropped.
You forgot so, like, Supreme 5 camos for that nonsense you just read off in your last
shoes? No, those I added because my other stuff was
you heard me say
list.
It.
No, those I added because other people, my other stuff, like six of my shoes were either on his list or your list. Yeah. So I added a couple extras that I like didn't
I'm gonna
leave
say
on.
Yes to Toro 4.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter what I have to say because I probably would have said no.
I can't believe Greg didn't say top three Air Jordan
right.
ones.
Okay.
This is his favorite shoe of all time.
Yes, all right. That's my favorite shoe of all time. Shout out to Ben Hathos. Is that everybody, right? Nobody has anything extra you want to throw in just to throw out there?
That was what I had. That's all I had on my list. Cause 4s made it. Supreme 5 Camo made it. Just Don Beach 2
made
it.
I mean, no, because all the 11s that have come out. I mean, the only 11 that's not OG is the Gift of Flight pack. That was just a baby blue.
I'm
baby
surprised
shoe.
Neither one of you said. I'm surprised you didn't say DMP6. And I'm surprised you didn't say.
He said DMP6.
No, he's. I'm sorry, 11. And I'm surprised you didn't say Anniversary 11.
DMP 11?
No, Anniversary 11, no.
Anniversary 11, actually.
DMP, if you want to put it on there, I'm fine
but
with
no,
that.
No, DMP 11's a Concord.
It's
you
a Concord.
Can't do that. Yeah, it's
not,
a Concord.
I don't.
Can anybody
I don't
bring it up
a,
then?
No, I'm just saying, I said I'm surprised he didn't say it. I'm not saying it should be on there.
The only one that I would have said that I actually heavily debated because of the quality and how amazing it is, and I think all three of us have it, is a Laney one. Laney ones are super
I don't have
underrated fire.
Underrated.
I don't have them.
Not the Hall
you don't
of Flames
have
yet.
It's not Hall of Flames, but it's super underrated
so,
fire.
When he went to get them at first, I told him they suck. Then he wore them. I was like, oh, yeah, I wore those.
That
but
was
I wouldn't go crazy for it.
The shoe that I got from my ex Nike plug before he was wrongfully terminated.
I think we all know some people who are wrongfully
so let's
terminated.
Just assume that we all had 10 each. 24 out of 30. Let's just assume 30. Made the list.
Well,
so
we
you
want to
go
more,
top
but...
five?
Now, let's. I'm just going to read them off.
Okay.
And I just want if you guys just say yes or no.
Well,
if you think.
Yes or no as far as what?
That's high. Okay, which one do you think might get the lowest votes and the highest votes?
Cool Gray 4
lowest,
is lowest.
Lowest votes is the 14, and highest votes is the
Cool Gray 4 is
undefeated
lowest for me.
4.
George, low, and highest you say what?
Undefeated 4.
Highest undefeated 4. And Ryan, what do you say?
I'm going to say lowest is going to be the Cool Gray 4. And I'm going to have to say that highest is going to be Undefeated 4s.
Okay.
Actually, lowest might be one of them new things, like Cause or something, y'all just because it's brand new.
But hype beast.
Lowest will definitely be Cool Gray 4.
If someone offered me that shoe for, this is a stupid comment, I'm going to admit it before I say it, but you know what my limits on spending are. If someone offered me that shoe for $1,000, I would buy it right now.
So would I.
I'm just saying.
And, I thought you were going to say Undefeated 4?
No. What do you mean, trade for a car? Is that what you're talking about?
I thought you were going to say something crazy.
What shoe?
Undefeated 4. That's what I said. It's
$1,000?
I understand. That's why I said it's stupid, but he knows what my shoe, my limits are for buying something. I'm not going beyond.
Would you trade your car?
The most I ever spent on a shoe was $380, I think. On
would
any
you
shoe.
Trade the Z?
What are you talking about? You got moon rocks and all
that. Oh, yeah. Actually, yes, I would, because it's not worth $25,000. So, yeah, I would. And then I would sell the Undefeated and buy and another car.
Buy a BMW. Buy a BMW by Frag 1s.
I know. I would buy a car for half the price and then keep the other half for the wedding.
I'm going
to
say.
So, if somebody wants to do that, by all means.
I'm going
to
say.
Got a 350Z convertible. Wait, convertible?
No, it's not a convertible.
I'm going to say Greg is going to say highest.
It just did get repaired, though, so it's now, the engine is now lit.
Highest. Yeah, you put pseudo headers.
Turbo.
You put a DC header.
Turbos and exhaust.
Put a black little body kit and pseudo headers on it. I'm going to say Lightning 4 is highest.
An underglow.
Yes, he's got an underbody kit.
No, it's around the license plate. No?
I'm going to go. Dang it. But see, between DB3s and Lightning 4s, I think those are going to be the highest. The lowest,
really?
The lowest is going to be Ben 5.
Nah, you smoking.
Lowest would be Ben 5. I don't think a lot of people really know
what
Ben
You know what
is
a lot of people are going to be angry that's not on there? And I think, I'm pretty sure unanimously we hate it, but people love it. Miros.
I love Miros.
No,
we were
you
talking
don't.
About that
no, you don't.
I do like
we're talking
Miros.
About you
I
too
totally.
Liked it. I hated him.
No, I hate that shoe. What are you talking about? I fucking hate that shoe.
I like Miros.
Okay,
it's I don't
a piece
like
of trash.
There
like
was
Miros.
Two that I hated, and both of you rode for. I think it was Ben Sevens.
I hate Ben
and
Sevens.
I said they look like Jamaican.
I've always hated Ben Sevens.
I don't have a problem
I like
with it.
Miros Sevens.
I wouldn't go out of
Miros Sevens are
crazy.
I like Miros Sevens. I don't like.
Yeah, they suck ass. No, they suck ass.
Hole?
That too.
Noted.
Noted?
Yeah, I'm surprised no one said that. I didn't even think of Miro 7. I didn't even know it. I didn't even think
people
of
like so those, and I don't know why, so I'm assuming someone's going to say, why didn't you put Miro 7s on there?
Nah,
but it's trash to me.
They suck to them, but not me. But
I think
like
Ben 5 is going to be the lowest because it's only been out once, and that was, like forever. One, two, it's just all black. Like, people are going to look at it like,
that shoe came out maybe in, well, we already know they're all numbered to like 2,000 pairs or less, all those Ben shoes. The shoe came out, I think, at 3 Nike stores. I might could be wrong about that. Vegas store literally had people meet them at a secret location. Like, they said, we're going to tweet the location, and you come there and get tickets to get the shoe. That's how crazy of a release that was. People got in fights and car crashes getting to the park that
now,
they did the release at.
You're talking about an era where it's completely different now. They I put the picture on our website of a Ben 5. They'll be like, the heck is that?
Nah.
Yeah. OGs,
I think it came out in 12, so it's not that long ago.
Hey, man.
Or 11, 12.
OGs are going to be like, oh.
I'm upset somebody offered me that shoe for $450 like the week it came out, and I said no.
You make a lot of bad decisions.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, I've never said that I didn't.
The only good decision you made was proposing to him.
Yeah, that was it.
And copping parlays today.
How many were we putting in?
What do you mean, how many?
Five,
out of 24.
Five.
We'll put in five?
Five.
For okay. What?
Like
for votes. The voters, the top five go in.
Top five. Yeah, yeah. I thought you said how many are we putting
top
in.
Five.
We're not putting none in.
Top five. And three shoes that I should have mentioned that I didn't would be DB9, DB13, and Wheat 13s.
DB13 for what?
Like that I would have also probably put up for.
Wait, you know what DB13 is?
They're not DB13s. I'm sorry.
I was trying to say.
Ben 13s, Ben 9s. And Wheat 13s.
I think the colors and the colors and the materials on the Ben 13 are really, really nice.
Yes.
And I wish they would have used it on different shoes because I hate 13s. But the color scheme is like.
I hated Ben 9s, but Ben 9s might be one of the best aesthetically looking, like you hold it in the gold.
The white.
Them
the
joints
red.
Are so damn. Fire.
Let's put it on to make it an even 25.
Okay, 9 suck.
25.
25.
We're gonna go Ben 9.
Ben 9, 25.
Suck. 9 suck. Just like 13 suck. But
you're right. None of us said 1.9.
Impossible to the DMP6s on there because it's impossible to fuck up gold and black. You can't fuck up gold and black unless you're Lonzo Ball. Well,
Mellow ones weren't whack.
Oh,
they weren't.
I had another pickup.
No.
I did a trade this
I thought you were going to say Mellow ones on the
what
list. No.
I got black, white Yeezys.
Oh, that's right.
for a DS Space Jam and Warren Mellow ones. You just reminded me.
Facts.
I thought you said... Did you just say something else? He traded?
George has Alzheimer's. anything else?
Fuck. That's the sneak disc.
Awesome. Pow!